From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a heart-healthy claim for U.S. soy oil. The approval follows the American Heart Association's recent confirmation that the fats in soybean oil have benefits for cardiovascular health. The United Soybean Board says the claim will help U.S. soybean farmers compete with other soybean oils known for heart-healthy benefits and will position U.S. soy in international markets where health-conscious decisions are being made. The vegetable-based Beyond Burger made by Beyond Meat is expanding into 600 Kroger-owned stores. It's marketed as the world's first plant-based burger sold in meat sections of grocery stores because it looks, cooks, and satisfies so much like beef. The makers claim the vegan burger tastes like beef. It's made mostly of pea protein, yeast extract, and coconut oil, and gets its reddish color from beet juice. According to Business Insider, Beyond Burger costs almost twice as much as regular ground beef per ounce. Beyond Meat says the product is currently sold in more than 1,300 stores, including most Whole Foods. Biofuel supporters called for increased cellulosic ethanol and biodiesel requirements in the renewable fuel standards during an EPA hearing last week. Bob Dineen of the Renewable Fuels Association testified that many ethanol plants are in the process of adding bolt-on fiber conversion technology to their existing facilities. He says that could dramatically increase cellulosic ethanol production next year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.